Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chris Lichty, a 4-H alum and a current dairy superintendent, during this National 4-H Week. This week is National 4-H Week, and that is something that you're involved with. Can you share how you're still involved?
Yes, my husband and I are superintendents of the dairy department, and my daughter, who's a sophomore this year, is still in 4-H, so we're involved in still showing livestock and non-livestock.
And as a superintendent of a class, what are some of the responsibilities?
We just have to make sure the kids know what they're doing. We do a workshop that tries to help them, you know, showing dairy cattle, just getting the kids feedback if they have questions, and being at the fair there to help them.
And as dairy superintendents, do you raise dairy cows?
We do have cows. We have a small herd. Our cows, our daughter still shows too.
And were you in 4-H as a student?
Yes, I was in 4-H all my years.
Which club were you in?
I was in the Hustlers. My daughter's in Crooked Creek.
And did you have a favorite project you worked on or a certain area that you focused on?
Dairy. I showed dairy all my 4-H years, and my family has showed milking shorthorns too. My sisters all showed in 4-H, and we all showed in 4-H. We always enjoyed it. It was a family thing we really enjoyed.
And it sounds like that's something you've carried into your family with your children.
Yes. It's a good project. It keeps the kids active, and they meet new friends, and they just get involved, and they have, you know, animals they take care of and have responsibility.
And are those some of the lessons that you feel kids then take into adulthood?
Oh, yes. Yep. Responsibility, leadership.
And what does a normal day look like as somebody who takes care of cows? Is it pretty early mornings, late nights?
Yep. You get up in the morning, your chores. The cattle always need to do chores, take care of the cattle daily, morning and night. And my daughter also shows a dog, too. She enjoys showing in the dog project.
And if somebody were considering signing their child up for 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's responsibility, it's something you take care of. But we also want to give kids that don't have the opportunity to show dairy that we can find a calf, a dairy heifer, and if they want it shown at the fair, we would help them with that.
So if somebody doesn't grow up on a farm, that doesn't mean that they can't learn about a farm.
Right, exactly.
And do you see that pretty often where families are maybe living in town and then they still work with livestock?
Yes, I think we have a few in our dairy right now that don't live on a farm, but they do show, they take care of the animal, and they do show it at the county fair. But I just think that gives them a chance to, an opportunity to be involved in livestock and 4-H if they want to.
And aside from the dairy show, what's your favorite part of the county fair each summer?
Getting to see all your friends. Of course, the county fair food. I always like to see the Kiwanis stands and just the Wiseman stand, you know, milkshakes and just seeing everyone and bringing your cattle and bringing, you know, showing the animals, but mostly seeing the people too.
And I think we can all look forward to that next summer.
Yes, that's right.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Just join 4-H and be involved. Oh. It's a lot of fun.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Chris Lichty, a Washington County 4-H alum and a current dairy superintendent, talking about 4-H during National 4-H Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.